and then straight through Tom Trbojevic. What a brilliant pass that was.
Sends Daly Cherry Evans away, and Manly look like they're about to level this one up again.
Grubbers, and through quickly, Dylan Walker.
And he picks up the support, Tom Trbojevic. Across comes Braden Burns, but they're cheering on Trbojevic for a left of the field effort.
They had their spectacular moments. They wouldn't have been happy with the way they bowed out of the finals race, but certainly Daly Cherry Evans had a bumper year for the Manly club, hoping to go even better this year. Personally, and also from a team point of view, I'm glad to say that the Seagulls skipper joins us on the line, Daly Cherry Evans. G'day, Daly.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Good, mate. Thank you for coming on, mate. You're walking the red carpet down there at Fox this morning, mate.
Yeah, it's a green carpet.
Oh, sorry.
At Fox League, everything seems to be green. So it's buzzing at the moment, mate. Everyone's rolling in, all the hierarchy of the NRL. So
good.
I'll just keep my head down and stay out of trouble.
We're all trying to do that, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, just looking back on that quickly before we do start talking about 2018, we've heard a lot of assessment of the 2017 season for the Seagulls from other people. What about your own assessment of the season from a team point of view and an individual point of view, Daly?
I'd say both are a pass. To get back into finals footy was the main focus of the club. And while that was only short-lived, looking back upon reflection, it was a really big effort to get there. It's a tough season, and to make the NRL final series every year, tough ask. And only certain clubs have been able to stay at the top for so long. So we've had our lull, and I feel like we're back on track to continue to stay there for years to come. And, you know, individually, I felt like I played a really important role for our side to get there last year, and I was really proud of how it played.
No doubt about that. You should have been proud of the way you played last year, Daly. And can I ask you, I guess much is made of it, you got back to your running game, taking on the line, cracking the line, setting up play. Blake Green was there sort of running the show or helping you run the show. How much were you missing?
Look, I'm on a friendship level, I'm going to miss him a lot. We spend a lot of time together away from footy, and I'm sure that probably helped us develop such a good rugby league relationship as well. But look, with the footy, but it's going to give someone an opportunity. And with what Trent Barrett's been able to do with this side, he's developed a structure and a system that whoever gets that opportunity to play, all they have to do is be themselves. All they have to do is play to their strength, and it's going to make us a better side. I've got no doubt about that.
So is there a particular type of player that needs to be your halves partner? Because we spoke to Trent in this studio a couple of weeks ago, Daly, and I think one of the things about your game last year was that you were able to react to things on the field rather than just play a structure. So do you prefer, whether it's Lachlan Croker or anyone else, to be able to follow the structure, whereas you can be a little bit more creative and off the top of your head?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that is a strength of mine, is to play that sort of ad-lib footy. Whatever I see in front of me, I sort of react to instinctively, which is, you know, I guess can be my best trait and also my worst enemy. But
yeah,
look, I love to live and die by that sort of attitude, to just go out there and have fun and play whatever's in front of me. And look, whoever does wear that sort of six jersey and is directing us around, so to speak, there's also room in that jersey for someone to have a running game as well. It's not just about putting someone in a jersey to do what Blake did last year. That's certainly not the attitude we've got towards it. It's about putting someone in there that we believe can help the side, steer the side around, but also show their strength.
All right. I guess the likely 5'8 for you guys is Lachlan Croker. Can you tell us about what you like about him and how you think he will fit into that combination?
I like that he's eager to learn, and I'm sure he's not too different to every other 21-year-old in the full-time training system, but he's so eager to learn. He asks a lot of questions. He spends a lot of time working on his game and trying to build relationships around the side. So, look, he will get first crack this weekend in the trial match against the Roosters, and, you know, it'd be great to put in a good team showing. And us older boys who have been there and done that a few times, hopefully we can take a bit of pressure off him this weekend and let him ease into it.
Yeah, and we're reading today in the newspaper that you're catching up for coffees to try and strengthen that relationship, as you mentioned. But is it true that you make him pay for it all the time?
Oh, come on.
That's what it says in the newspaper.
Come on.
I had a gut feeling that article was going to go the very wrong way, that I didn't want it to. But I made it quite clear that me and Lockie do hang out, But he hasn't got any preferential treatment from anyone this year. He's earned everything he's got.
Yeah.
And the special sort of coffee dates that they've been spoken about, they're no more special than, say, you know, a coffee with me and Jake or, you know, anyone else in the squad. So, and look, if I do or don't forget my wallet every now and then.
Oh, so you're not denying the claim?
No, that's a lie. I always look after the rookie.
Hey, you mentioned yesterday in a grab, you're preparing for this Community Cup match on Saturday against the Roosters. You mentioned about wanting to get back into the Queensland side, of course. No Jonathan Thurston, no Cooper Cronk this year. Have you had discussions with Kevin Walters about what you need to be doing to be getting your way back into that 13?
No, I haven't, mate. And to be fair, I don't expect Kevy to call me to have that sort of discussion. You know, I don't see why I would be a person that gets that preferential treatment over anyone else who's vying for those jerseys. So just like everyone else is in contention, and, you know, there are a few in Queensland, young halves that are looking for that jersey, I'm going to make sure that I let my footy do the talking, and that's probably the only thing I can do, to be fair.
I know injuries are part and parcel of the game, but terrible news for Darcy Lussick, mate, that he's going to be out for a little while after that injury last weekend, and also that Dylan Walker, what, probably week four maybe of the comp or week five?
Yeah. Dylan's taken a bit longer than expected, but I do think it's a good thing to be patient with Dylan. He's a speed sort of skill player. And you can see the difference of those sorts of players out in the field when they are injured or they're underdone. It'd be silly for us to put him in round one just for the sake of having Dylan Walker in a jersey. So it's great to see the medical staff and the coaching staff are taking their time with Dylan and making sure that when he does come back, he'll be the Dylan Walker we all know and love. And, yeah, with Darcy, obviously good news that he's not out long-term, but sort of it's trending towards him not being available for round one. So that's disappointing.
Goal kicking, 9 from 11 last year, which was, you know, good percentage, small sample space. No Dylan Walker, probably Matty Wright might be the number one seed. But would you be putting your hand up for that, Daly?
I've definitely been practicing, to be honest. It's a skill that I've certainly grown up doing and then went away from once Jamie Lyon obviously was an outstanding goal kicker. So there was really no need for me to ever have a crack at it. But it's something that I have sparked up again. I do work with the other goal kickers. So, look, if need be, at some stage this year, I can probably see myself kicking a few goals for the side,
Yeah, good on interesting.
You, mate. Well, let's hope you kick plenty of goals. We thank you so much. Good luck with the launch. Hopefully the makeup girl's done her best with you this morning, Daly, and we look forward to seeing those images come out. And good luck in the trial and good luck
for
the season.
Perks of radio, guys. You don't need to put any on, hey? Well done.
Well, what do you think we're doing this gig for? Good on you, mate.
Thanks for having me, fellas. See you later.
Thank you. Daly Cherry-Evans. He is coming off a spectacular season. Don't forget, too, the 2018 NRL season launch fun day at Lotto Land this Sunday coming
Manly up. Seagulls.
February 25, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. It is the Seagulls focusing on reconnecting the Northern Beaches community, which is a good idea considering no one else supports them. But they're very, very popular on the Northern Beaches. Lyle Gorman will be addressing the crowd. Trent Barrett will address the crowd. There's going to be the Kids Fun Zone. There'll be jumping castles. It's all going to be there. So get down there. That's Sunday afternoon from 3 p.m.
And I want to make mention to – I probably didn't want to embarrass him, but last year I went to the Roosters, called a game beforehand, so stayed around for the Roosters – Seagulls game, round 22 at Brookvale Oval. They ended up having a really big second half and they won. Daly Cherry-Evans spent a huge amount of time just going around the whole ground, getting photos with kids, signing autographs. He was out longer, far longer than any other Manly player. I thought it was really significant. So well done to him. I think it would have impacted on a lot of people.
And look, it can be time consuming, but it's something we do.